Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disability Advocast. I'm your host, Bryce Coey, and this is a podcast about advocacy. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Disability Advocast. My name is Bryce Coey. I'm your host. And with me today, I have fellow advocate, Noah Hiles.
Hello.
So, Noah, why don't you start off by telling me a little bit about your special project? We all have special projects as advocates. And, Noah, go ahead and tell me about yours.
Well, thank you, Bryce. Well, my passion project, well, special project precisely, is my Special Olympics. I recruit volunteers who need volunteering through middle school and high school and through maybe college or high school graduation. It's not a bad thing to do, help people with disabilities who needs help. Like, we are in winter season, like, who needs help with around skills and skills plus with Coach Noah Daniels and all that stuff. So we are started our basketball season with our Black Squad. We won yesterday, so we are 2-0 with the Black Squad. Then that's my dad, Coach Chris Hiles, who is the coordinator here at the Pioneer Center. And we're hoping to bring a state championship back here. I know last year we couldn't do it, but we're going to try again this year with the very good, talented players we have. New, we have Reese Ward, Christian McAllister, Nate. And we have a very new assistant coach named Anthony Beverly. And we had Noah Daniels yesterday.
Sorry. All good.
For helping us yesterday. And we are working on our offense. Our defense was doing phenomenal yesterday. Shut down the Columbus Commons yesterday. We won 46-12.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I didn't score any, but my defense was pretty phenomenal. I boxed out pretty aggressively, but I was fine. I wanted John not to follow anybody. But we are hoping to but one thing about my passion project is it's pretty amazing because I love recruit volunteers, because when I'm with Lori Graves, who's the community outreach here, we went to Southeastern, didn't get much volunteers, but Paint Valley, we had more volunteers because we had more people opportunity to help. And and I said, hey, Paint Valley, you want us to come back next year? We'll definitely come back and recruit more volunteers, and we should get more schools involved, like Chillicothe, Huntington, Uniota schools, because we have so many people last year for track helping people who can run, who can throw, like who can do the shot put, who can throw the softball, who can throw the javelin. And it was so amazing. Last year we had some Union kids from last year helping with Lori, and people who want to keep running, who want to walk, who want to jog, and it doesn't matter who is fast or slow, it's just pretty fast. There are some fast runners out there, and we're not going to start that season yet, not till springtime, but we're in winter season. So we got cheerleading, we got Brindy Fetters, Virginia Taylor, Ginger Nettler, Bailey, Renee Dawson, and another girl. I don't know her name is. She look. I don't know her name is top of my head, but they did so amazing yesterday's game. Even our first game, it's so amazing we have cheerleaders, because we needed cheerleaders from the start. And thanks for Courtney Davis, who recruited cheerleaders, and we got some amazing cheerleaders, because every time we score a basket, they will cheer for us, and they will yell defense for us, like us, and we'll appreciate that. And they will do their cheerleading thing at halftime, and they do their own moves. And their new head coach is one of the SSAs here named Julia. She is amazing. Nice. Phenomenal coach. She has done amazing for the cheerleading squad. We need a cheerleading coach just like that. And we have a phenomenal team, but we're hoping to bring back a state championship. It's going to be hard work, but we can handle it. We just got to work extra hard these couple games, because we got some games are going to be super competitive, but I'm used to it, but other guys are not going to be used to it because they're going to be complaining. But hey,
you know, sometimes you got to complain, but yeah, you know, you will, but yeah, hopefully you guys can still, you know, work good as a team and get the job done.
Yeah. And one thing about one of my new teammates, Reese Ward, he had a phenomenal game our first game. He had great. 15 points. He can dribble. This guy can dribble, steal the ball, and he is a phenomenal shooter. I don't know how many points he had yesterday. I think he had 15 or 16. I didn't ask him, but if I see him tomorrow, I'll ask Reese how many points he had yesterday's game, because he's a phenomenal player. I mean, he's only 16, and we never had a player like that, because we never had a player who is like Reese, who can never handle the ball. He can dribble, he can shoot, and he steals the ball, and he makes putbacks, puts layups, and I'm like, I think this is the key we have, because with Reese, I was like, if we have Reese, we might have a chance to win state if we keep it going.
Yeah, I hope you guys do.
Yeah.
So you guys, you said that there's the black team that won 42 to 12 last night? 46 to 12. 46 to 12, wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so you said there's two squads now?
Yes. We have a black squad, who is my dad's squad, and we have Noah Daniels, who is the Skills and Skill Plus head coach. I was going to be his assistant, but fortunately, Courtney told my dad, and my dad told me I couldn't do it because it would interfere with my playing. I said, that's fine. Yeah. I was disappointed at first. I said, hey, I got to respect Courtney's decision, but maybe next year I can try to be his assistant coach, but I need some coaching experience how to be a basketball assistant, because I've never been a basketball assistant. Mm-hmm. And I'll ask my dad how to do that and all that stuff. But if you want to be a coach, there's a call athlete leadership training. You go through, I don't know what month we start. They start, but this lady named Andrea Headley, she's in charge of it. Okay. She told me you could be a assistant coach and official. But for me, I don't want to be official with my own team because...
Yeah.
Because people would complain, like, if I was official yesterday's game, if I missed a call, the guys would yell at me. I know you're supposed to call that. And I'm like, hey, I can't call anything. It's hard to be official for, like, who is, let's just say, high school officials like Dave Severe and all that stuff. Because being official takes hard work. And plus, you have to go through a class called... official class, and you have to go through that class, and it's pretty hard work.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know about the official class and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I tell you, I don't think I'd want to be an official for any team personally, just because, yeah, they get yelled at a lot, I would imagine, and, you know.
Yeah.
Like, people think they're biased, but, you know, they're just doing their best. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Yeah. But, let's see. What else? You, like you've said, you're on the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
What other Special Olympics sports do you play?
I do powerlifting in the springtime. Last year we made it to the regional qualifier. Nice. Pulled a new PR, pulled 275 deadlift. And
wow, that's crazy.
Yep, it's crazy. And that's my coach, Kevin Durth. One thing about my coach, Kevin Durth, which I love about him, is when he puts you on new PR, he doesn't tell you what number he's going to pull you. And recently, we were having a meet against Sugarville, against Pickaway. It was just a fun meet, fun thing to do, same as always. And then he put me on new PR, and my teammates asked me, he said, no, what number Kevin put you on? I said, I'm not going to tell you. And he said, no, it's right. I'm not going to tell you. He ain't going to tell you. And I just pulled a new PR deal. I pulled 280. I picked it up. And around state, I pulled 284. But unfortunately, I got three reds. It was disappointing, but I'm never giving up. But I'll try new PRs like 3:15 or 3:50 or 3:55 deadlift, because I'm working out 3 times a day at this guy named Tom Vaughner's gym at Kingston, and he pushes me like, okay, no, put this at 3 sets of 15 or 3 sets of 25 and I'll do the work, and it's a very phenomenal sport. But powerlifting could be not competitive for the first day, but once we get to practices, it's just, you just have to listen to like commands, because around bench press they would say start, press, rack, but for deadlift they don't give you a command, they just put their hand up and that's their command, and the only command they would say to you is say down, and that means you have to put the bar down. And one thing about my coach Kevin, when we're at practice, he is making sure we have a belt, and this is his rule. He says no belt, no lift.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know that aren't belts supposed to like keep you safer?
It helps prevent hurting your back, because normally we're competing with other counties, like a regional or state. There's other counties who do not wear belts.
Interesting.
It is very interesting because they just don't wear belts at all. And they're leaning, because you're supposed to not lean with your back, because you have to put all your legs down, and you can choose like if you want to do traditional or sumo. But for me, I was doing sumo my first year, but this would be my third year playing doing powerlifting. So I'm changing from sumo to traditional. So I'm doing a lot of deadlift at Tom's. He just wants me to see how I can do with the traditional. And I'm like, my knees are locked, I'm perfect, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it seems really cool. So you said sumo and traditional there. Yeah. What's the difference? Is just like the way you squat?
Yes. The difference between transitional is you have to get all the way down, make sure your shoulders are locked, you have to pick up this way. In sumo, you can put your hands like this, but in transitional, you can't.
Okay, yeah. So the hand way is like different.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Cool.
And one thing about Special Olympics is the only thing we do is we don't do squat. We just do bench and deads and number that.
Gotcha.
Because we just can't do squat, because some other Special Olympics counties do squat in other Special Olympics, not because Special Olympics Ohio doesn't want to do squat because it can hurt someone's neck, because doing squat, it could really hurt somebody's neck, because if someone hurts their neck, they won't have a chance to do their own deadlift, so they will be like scratched for their own deadlift. So we don't do squat, we just do bench and deads, and after that we get medaled. So who got first in their fly, who gets first, who gets second, who gets third, who gets fourth, and who gets they don't mention disqualification, but it's very hard for listen to the commands, because there's people talking and it's super loud when you're trying to hear like the bench press commands, because
I can imagine it would be
yeah. And so my coach Kevin would tell the judges, can you speak up for my athletes, because they need to hear your commands, because it's so loud in there and people are just talking. I'm like, it's going to be very hard to hear the commands, but I don't mind the noise or the loudness, but I just cancel the noise and the loudness so I can hear the commands. I don't get mad or anything. I just do my own thing. I'm like, hey, I'm not going to complain, but you need to speak up louder and all that stuff. So, but also I help with Lori around track, since I didn't do track last year.
Gotcha.
And I help her like who wants to take a walk. And I take a walk with some of her athletes. And normally I walk with Seve Varil, and that guy is a funny person to walk with.
Oh, that's good. Keeps you entertained while you're walking?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I gotta say, I am not really the athletic type. I've gone for like walks and, you know, runs around and stuff, but I don't really work out or anything too much. No. Probably should, to be honest with you. It would help me like get in shape.
Yeah.
Not that I'm like terribly out of shape. I mean, you know, but yeah. I could be stronger, that's for sure.
True.
Yeah, but another thing that I just kind of want to swing back around to is you said your dad is, of course, the coach for your, Black Squad, right?
Mm-hmm. My dad's been coach for 12 years. Well, me and my dad has been coaching 12 years. I've been playing for 12 years, and I've been doing special limbs for 16 years because I started in 08 while I was just in third grade because I didn't know what special limbs was until I first started. I didn't know what it was at first. I'm like, what is special limbs? Who started it? Who's the founder? And I didn't look it up because I didn't have cell phone that time. So I'm like, who started it? And when we went to the front together, I found out who was the founder. It was that late with Loretta, who recruited Loretta to do Special Olympics. And Special Olympics Ohio is a fun organization because people, they will accept any kind of person with disabilities or non-disabilities. They will accept any kind of person because it's just sad when parents are not encouraging their kids to join Special Olympics. It's just so upsetting. And I'm like, kids with IEP should be in Special Olympics because if you are trying out like for the high school basketball team and the coach cuts you and there's no other option, I'm like, there is an option. There's Special Olympics. There's Special Olympics basketball. There's any kind of sport you want to do. Like, there's powerlifting, track, swimming, all over. And we compete like in the regional qualifier, and that gets you to a state. If you got like 3 reds on your bench press, then you can't go. But if you got 1 red, that means you are qualified for state. But I got 1 and I qualified.
That's good.
But there were some people didn't qualify because they don't listen to parents, because there's people are leaning on their bench like this, like that. But you have to keep. You just have to keep focus on the bench press.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know it was Eunice Shriver that founded it. And then you said Loretta is an important person.
And Loretta, I met Loretta. I never met Shriver. I just met Loretta because I was running out for Athlete of the Year last year, but I fortunately lost by 3 points away. And one thing about Loretta's story is so amazing because back then her story was different because it was so different. When she first started Special Olympics, it was different for her because back in the 60s, it was a little different for her. And Shriver just kept her moving, never give up, keep her up. And Loretta, she was so happy, but she didn't know her mom was going to accept if her mom was going to accept Loretta to do Special Olympics, because normally parents don't want their kid in Special Olympics.
It's that I don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, if they, you know.
Yeah.
If the kid wants to do Special Olympics, let him do Special Olympics.
When I first did Special Olympics, my parents didn't even care if I did Special Olympics. I just first started it back in 2008 when I was 9 or 10 years old, and I'm still Special Olympics. I've been doing Special Olympics for 16 years, and that's year be 17 years for me because I started in 2008 when I just did track. I didn't do basketball, but when I first started basketball, I had to play with new guys I never heard of, and I'm getting used to now, and we never won state, though, but we're destined to win state with our great, amazing, phenomenal players like Reese Ward, Christian McAllister. That boy can really play really good defense, same as Reese and Nate. We have the momentum of shooting threes like me, Dion, and Reese and Nate. Mm-hmm. The other teams are to be so shocked. We're going to shoot threes, but normally, if you don't score, it doesn't matter if you want to score. Doesn't matter if you don't want to score, you just focus on passing or just.
Yep.
And that's what I'm trying to do is if I don't want to score, I'm like, what's the point of scoring? I just pass it to my teammates who's wide open and give it to the next person. And If I don't score, then that's game like tomorrow. We got a game tomorrow at OUC versus the Fairfield County Chiefs. They're coming to us, and we're going to be 3-0 before we know it. And we're hoping to bring Jarvey back to the house.
Oh, well, that's cool. I hope you guys, get to the state championships and you win and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you talked about your dad being a coach. Is that you think he it's extra tough for you? Or
it is very tough for me because my papa said when I'm with him, he's my dad. But when mm-hmm. When I'm not on the court with him, when I'm on the bench, my dad is my coach. I just call him dad. I don't call him like Coach Dad or Coach Chris. I just call him dad because he's my father. And
yeah, that makes sense.
And people, when we had Reese for the first time, he didn't know that was my dad. I'm like, yeah, he is my father because I'm his son. Mm-hmm. And normally, it's just a father son because it's very hard because it's just when my dad's a coach and he pushes me, putting me on the wing, like underneath, and I do a very good box out so my other guys have a chance to rebound. And one thing about my dad is he doesn't like people who are walking on the court or boxing out or rebounding. He just doesn't like any of that.
No, okay.
He just wants us to rebounds, put bats by Connor McMahon. He will put bats and he will score, or one of us will score. But it's not a very tough relationship, but it's a good relationship. But it's very hard to see who because I know my dad's my coach. He's been my assistant and he became my new head when I moved up to his skill team. I'm like, from D5 to D4, so let's see how we can do, and we're doing phenomenal. I just come off the bench. I was starting, but he suggested me to come on the bench to stay calmer than I went, and also helped him, who is not mm-hmm. in their spot, and we do a phenomenal
job. That's good. So, random thing, really. Do you watch sports, like, outside of...
I do watch sports. I used to, but since sports bring like politics up, I don't like watching the sports. Like NFL will bring politics, and same as NBA and all that stuff, because I just don't want to be involved with politics.
That's fair.
So who's the GOAT? Jordan's the GOAT. Kobe's the GOAT. LeBron's the GOAT. I'm like, it doesn't matter who's the GOAT is. It's just a sport.
Yeah, you know. It's been like the debate stuff.
Yeah.
But, let me see here. Is there any other thing that you would like to bring up or talk about?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, this has been the Disability Advocast. Thank you guys for listening. And Noah Isle, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
And goodbye, I guess.
Thank you for listening to the Disability Advocast, hosted by me, Bryce Cohn. Production and editing assistance by George Myers. Music by Matty Myers. Cover art by Lacey Garrison. The Disability Advocast is a production of the Ross County Board of DD, also known as the Pioneer Center. Happy Right 2024.